أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال رب فأنذرني إلى يوم يبعثون قال فإنك من المنظرين إلى يوم الوقت المعلوم قال رب بما أغويتني لأزينن لهم في الأرض ولأغوينهم أجمعين إلا عبادك منهم المخلصين صدق الله العظيم. These are from ayat number 36 to 40 of Surah Hijr, continuing with Shaitan refusing to make sajda to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu was salam. His refusal was one thing, the other was his own rationale and his own logic. And thirdly, when he realized Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's communication of la'nat, that la'nat that will go on till the day of Qiyamah, the curse of Allah that will be forever, what he ought to have done and what he done was two different things. What he had done, قَالَ رَبِّي فَأَنْظِرْنِي إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. He said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbi, O my Lord, grant me respite till the day of resurrection, till the day when man will be once again resurrected in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's response to that was, قَالَ فَإِنَّكَ مِنَ الْمُنْظَرِينَ. Certainly, you will be from amongst those who have been given respite, إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْوَقْتِ الْمَعْلُومِ, till the appointed time. But what he ought to have done was he should have simply made tawbah. He should have simply repented to Allah, asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. At this point in time, he beseeched Allah for respite, that he will carry on living and he will go on till the day of Qiyamah. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accepted that request of his. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not reject it, and Allah had given him exactly what he asked for, the time frame also till the day of Qiyamah. قَالَ رَبِّي بِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي. And then on a qasam, on an oath, he said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that as you had deviated me, لَأُزَيِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ, then I will definitely adorn for them, that is the Adam alayhi salam and the children of Adam alayhi salam, fil ardi, in the earth, that whatever they do, masiyat, sin, will look good to them. I will adorn it, I will beautify it, wala ughwiyannahum ajma'in, and I will then sway all of them, of course, from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here he became very resolute that he himself has been cursed, and now he will continue to sway human beings, the children of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, lead them astray from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he had known in his mind and his heart, illa ibadaka minhumul mukhlasin, except those who are your accepted slaves, those whom Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had chosen, those whom Allah ta'ala had made pure. Now one very important aspect that we learn from these ayat and these verses, that the sin was committed, the act of disobedience was committed. What was now required of shaitan was to have made tawbah, seek forgiveness from Allah. So on the one hand, he may have made ibadat and he became an abid, but definitely he did not have that abdiyat, that servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He may have made sajda on every piece of ground on this earth, like it is so famous in the narrations, but however, he didn't have that love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was not an ashik of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And when these two things are lacking in a person's mind, then obviously a person will apply his own mind and logic and look at the commandments of Allah. Even though a person may make sajda, he may make the ibadat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but when it is the application of logic, the application of his own senses, then of course he begins to deviate from the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.